This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black, or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
I've made mistakes. I've publicly done things that were not acceptable as a husband.
Ye wants his family to get back together.
Yeah, Kanye, you kind of ruined that when you ran for president and you're like, yeah, we kind of wanted to get an abortion at first. Yeah, that's going to kind of ruin a family a little bit.
The 44-year-old rapper, commonly known by his former name, Kanye West, said he wants to restore his family with estranged wife, Kim Kardashian, and their 4 kids, North, Saint, Chicago, and Psalm.
Right when he is saying this, so let's say it was like November 18th at 4:32 p.m. Let's say that's when he released this video of him saying he wants his family back. At that exact time, Pete Davidson was just banging the hell out of Kim Kardashian, and she was loving every second of it. So while he's thinking, oh, she's waiting for me, I'm Kanye West, I'm so great, she is getting banged out by that young Pete Davidson.
The Donda rapper shared his plans while visiting the LA Missions charity event on Wednesday to help those living on Skid Row.
Yeah, because I'm not saying Kanye West isn't a good person. I'm not saying he doesn't have any good intentions, but now that he's trying to get his family back, he's not talking about himself, and he's like, hey, look at me helping out the poor.
During the occasion, he gave a passionate speech about family and asked those in attendance for their prayers.
Oh, I'm sure talking to all the poor people that maybe have broken homes. Oh, they love hearing about family. Good job reading the room, Kanye. But then, I don't really think Kanye West has ever really read the room.
This Thanksgiving is all about restoring the families.
He's just projecting himself into a speech. He's saying, can we just all get along and not bang 28-year-olds?
Restoring Thanksgiving. This morning, I felt so blessed to wake up, do a workout, and be able to drive to my house.
When have you ever heard Kanye West talk about working out? He's got the most dad bod ever. Look at him overcompensating now. He's being all friendly. I know you can't see this because it's audio, but he's wearing dark shades inside and a baseball cap. When do we ever see this cool Kanye? Yeah, I like working out and taking care of myself. What? You don't even take your meds.
And see my wife and my kids. That's right. I said my wife.
Your wife's getting banged up by Pete Davidson, bud. I never got that. People that can't get over their exes, like, I'll never forget. I had the hardest time getting over my last girlfriend, and then my one friend talked about this crazy sex he had, and I was like, why would you tell me that? And he goes, well, that's what's happening to your ex and her current boyfriend. And that totally helps you get over your ex. When you think about everything that they brought to the bedroom and that they're doing it with somebody else that they probably love even more than they ever did with you, it's a humbling feeling. It's tough love. But it makes you go, eh, I deserve better. Kanye needs to have that mindset of just realizing that as he's obsessing over and over again, over Kim Kardashian. She is just going down on Pete Davidson.
And my children. And I want everyone to pray for my family.
Yes. Oh, yeah, prayers. Even though we almost got an abortion, I think that's against the law in the Bible. But prayers.
To keep our family whole.
I bet he's not used to that little of a reaction, because literally when he goes to a concert, it's like, I've never really seen him in person, but people care. But do you hear that weird reaction? Everyone's like, yeah, yeah.
I want to pray for my family. Yes. To keep our family.
Yeah, you go, Kanye, talking about your marital issues and trying to make it into life advice. Yeah.
He then went on to talk about the mistakes he has made in the past as a...
almost getting an abortion.
...husband.
In all these relationships, we've made mistakes. I've made mistakes. I've publicly done things that were not acceptable.
Who is this Kanye? Dude, I don't even think he's bipolar. He's legitimately got multiple personalities. I don't even know which Kanye this is. This is a dude I'd hang out with.
As a husband. But right now, today, for whatever reason,
yeah.
I didn't know I was going to be standing right here. I didn't know I was going to be in front of
the- Yeah, you did. You didn't just wake up and you're like, oh, I'm going to help out the poor today. Again, it was for publicity. Shut up with that. Oh, I had no idea I was going to be here for 15 minutes for a photo op.
It's Mike, but I'm here to change that narrative.
What narrative of being a douchebag?
I'm not letting E write the narrative of my family. I'm not letting Hulu write the narrative of my family.
Yeah, Hulu. I've never heard somebody get so mad at Hulu. Yeah, Hulu.
Narrative of my family. I'm not letting Hulu write the narrative of my family. I'm
not- I don't know why that made me laugh so hard.
I'm not letting Disney write the narrative.
I'm not going to let Paramount Plus, and I'm not going to let Peacock ruin my family. I did it myself.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah, this following segment was brought to you by FitSageFitness.com. When I tell you that Fit_Sage_Fitness is the best trainer in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. His name is Devin Prasad, and he will hook you up. But here's the deal. Don't worry. Do not have a panic attack if you don't live in Flowrider, if you don't live in Florida, if you don't live in the Tampa Bay area, even though you should be having a panic attack because that's a bad decision. You can do virtual workouts with Devin. For all the info, FitSageFitness.com.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Like a $9,000 prostitute, please. Oh, do you have nine $1,000 ones? Yeah, good. And if you got an albino, send her up too. And like 20 minutes, I'm going to be asleep, so get him up here. I had like half a bottle of melatonin, six beers, this whole f***ing bucket of chicken. Oh, the Sandman is coming.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson's whirlwind romance is...
It's not really a romance. It's just them banging each other out. He loves sex, and she's having a midlife crisis.
Still going strong.
Absolutely.
Here's the couple smiling big while exiting a date night in Los Angeles.
Good for Pete, man. I mean, good for him, man. I'm just so proud of him. I love all the Gen Xers that absolutely hate on him for no reason. Here's my thing. Is he the most conventionally good-looking person ever? No. But he walks around with this thing that all his haters don't have, which is confidence, which is swagger, which is BDE. And let me explain. You could say what you want about Pete Davidson, but none of us know him. But you can say whatever you want. How did he get Kate Beckinsale? How did he get Ariana Grande? He's obviously doing something right. It's not like he's going to Vegas and doing photo ops with hookers. These are legitimately high class A plus women, the elite of the elite of the elite. And he's getting all of them. So you can say whatever the hell you want, but he's doing something right. And the fact that all the Gen Xers out there that hate on him, that are not able to accept that he's better than them and that he's succeeded more than them and that he's good looking, just realize that you're just projecting your own failures onto a celebrity that you would never meet, onto a celebrity that you wouldn't say the things you say about him to his face. You would kiss his ass. And just know, you can say whatever the hell you want about Pete Davidson, but guess what? Guess what? He's banging every girl in Hollywood. He's got it going on. So whatever the hell his formula is, he's winning.
Pete and Kim getting cozy and holding hands during the outing.
Kim looks like she's having a crisis, and he's just like, I can't wait to go home to have sex.
Kim rocking black leather leggings and a chic skirt.
Yeah, you always do. It's a Tuesday night.
While Pete kept it casual in a baseball cap and jeans.
Hell yeah, I love this. It just makes no sense. And very 2021, which is the most overused saying ever. Everyone's like, oh my God, that is the most 2021 thing ever. What?
But that's not all. There's also these snaps of the two laughing out loud and looking very happy together.
Oh, yeah. Good for Pete, man. I love this.
That's so cool, right?
If you look close, fans think they found evidence of what could be a love bite after spotting what appears to be a reddish mark on the comedian's neck.
That's weird. So he has a hickey? And the weird part about it, it's the fact that for you to notice that he had a hickey, you had to really zoom in on the picture. It's not one of those hickeys where you go, oh my God, which trailer park did you go to this weekend? No, it's one of those hickeys where it's very, not very noticeable. So you would have had to zoom in on your iPhone and save the picture. So it's kind of creepy. All those people, I don't have any obsession with Pete Davidson, even though I'm zooming in on his neck. That's not weird. But what I'm saying to you is that just shows that she's a fun time. He's going out getting hickeys.
That I don't know.
One thing's for sure, the two have not been shy about their budding romance since they were first romantically linked in late October. A source previously told ET that their relationship is advancing to a, quote, deeper level.
Well, everybody goes, oh my God. How does a 40-year-old woman have sex with a 28-year-old? I don't know. I don't think people are aware. I don't think people are up to date with the concept of a cougar. I think everybody thinks that a cougar is this imaginary woman that doesn't exist. Let me tell you right now. From my experience that I like to, you know, suppress from Tinder and Bumble, cougars very much exist. And it's a fun time. It's awkward because they were like 18 when you were born. But the fun part about it is the fact that there's kind of a mentorship. It doesn't last long. Like most friends with benefits don't last long because then someone either gets attached or it just becomes so bland like a saltine cracker, especially if she's not on the pill. But what I'm saying to you is the fact that what happens is this. It's the fact that you kind of get along, you hook up, she gives you life advice, and you go home with some of her leftovers. That's not something you get when you're banging out somebody your own age. If you're banging out somebody 15 years later, that's what you get. Those are some of the perks. So what I'm saying to you is everyone's acting like, how is this possible? Pete Davidson must be the first 20-something millennial to be banging a 40-year-old. Trust me, he is not the first, and he is not the last. I'm just saying everyone doesn't see how it's very possible that this relationship could work. You know what I mean? Trust me. When there's a penis and there's a vagina, there's a way.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of hot sauce, I don't know why I said that. I didn't talk about them yet. This following segment was brought to you by the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company at TampaBayHotSauce.com. When I tell you that they are the best in the Bay, I am a man of my words. I would not lie to you. I would not steer you into the wrong direction of hot sauce. When you go to TampaBayHotSauce.com, you can either order online if you don't live in Florida, or you can check it out in person at the many locations they are in Florida. For all the info, TampaBayHotSauce.com. And when you get that nice hot sauce, tag us. Hey, Ryan, Hoppy Radio, hey, Tampa Bay Hot Sauce.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Someone hook me up with a flame. I'm having a nut fit.
Light him up.
Meatwad.
Here.
Encourage him in his habit.
That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
This morning. I raise my wrist and I'm going to get tore up.
We shall acquire some wine on the way to the mall.
And then you can get tore up.
And pass out in the hot sun.
That's my balls.
I don't think Meatwad should be hanging around with these moon people.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian's reported romance has nothing but support from the comedian's Saturday Night Live family.
Hell yeah, they're like, wow, we are really proud of you, Pete. You went from getting D minuses to having those D cups in your face.
Pete's co-stars reacted to his and Kim's budding relationship, telling People magazine at the American Museum of Natural History Gala.
Wow, what a fancy event.
In New York City Friday night, that if he's happy, they're happy.
Yeah, he's happy. He grew up watching that video. And now he gets to have sex with the missionary queen herself. Oh, because she put in so much effort in that video. How exciting that was. Ray J's pregame speech was, I think, probably more inspirational than Kim Kardashian's performance in that tape. Think about it. Think about it. All Kim really did was give him a good time. All Kim really did was just, you know, have sex with Ray J. But it wasn't like it was any crazy positions you can't get in a porno, in any other video. There's nothing special about that porn. But the beginning part, man, Ray J could literally be the Gary Vee of pornography. He could just get these girls all inspired and motivated. Need proof? Yeah, what up?
Change tweet, all I told you. Man, Ray J.
Yeah.
Let me hear you something, homie.
What?
When you jacking off to this?
Yeah.
And when you really just in your zone?
Yeah.
Go hard on him, homie.
That first 4 seconds of the tape is better than the tape itself.
Kenan Thompson reportedly referred to Pete as his little brother while confirming that he's on board with whatever works for his castmate.
Can we run a train in the shower?
I mean, you've got to be happy for love, I guess. If it's love, they look like they're having a good time. I'm always happy when he's happy.
You know Kenan loves when Pete Davidson's happy because, you know, he probably goes to him for advice and it's like, oh my God, Pete, shut up. We have a lot to do this week. But Ariana dumped me.
Bo and Yang played coy, hinting that the jury is still out on what's really going on between the rumored couple, but acknowledging that their chemistry is seemingly undeniable.
Yeah, it is.
Telling the mag, I don't know what the nature of the friendship is, but it seems like they're having a good time hanging out.
What are we expecting is not classmates, his co-workers and teammates and castmates, that's the word, from SNL. Can you imagine if, like, Colin Jost is like, she's a whore and he's a slut and they deserve each other. Like, everyone's going to give out the corporate, yes, I am very happy for Pete and I don't know the situation of his romance and or just friendship, but I like to see my friend happy. Like, I want to see, like, the real honest opinion.
Out. As for Chris Redd, he was basically all of us when sharing his reactions.
What'd he say?
Saying, Pete and Kim? Damn, Pete. Damn. I hope they're happy. They're wearing matching outfits, so I think they're on their way. At least that's what Instagram told me.
Oh, wow. Corny as hell. But you're on SNL. You're pretty corny. Anybody that's been on SNL in this whole millennium is corny.
Though the pair hasn't officially clarified their relationship status, things do seem to be heating up between them.
Yeah.
Sources have told multiple outlets that Pete and Kim are indeed dating, and they were most recently photographed holding hands in Palm Springs earlier this week.
Could you imagine you just want to get some publicity and you just go, let's take a picture of us holding hands.
The Skims founder and her mom, Kris Jenner, also helped ring in Pete's 28th birthday.
With him hanging out, flipping off the camera.
Alongside Flavor Flav. Pete and Kim first made headlines when they were spotted together on a Halloween outing to Knott's Scary Farm with friends and family, even clasping hands on a roller coaster ride.
Ooh.
And earlier that month, they shared a kiss during an Aladdin-themed sketch during Kim's SNL hosting debut.
I knew they were banging when I saw that skit of them reenacting Aladdin, because, like, her boobs are about to pop out. Which one are they not? But what I'm saying to you is Pete Davidson kissed her, and, like, she made sure that her boobs were seen, not the first time, in this skit. And the way the energy was there, I'm like, oh, my God, they totally banged last night. And I told my girlfriend, and I was correct. Why? Because I'm always correct. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. So you can listen every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central on ZRadioLive.com. Search ZRadio Live on the Odyssey app. Quadpod.com/Ryan Hoppy. QODPOD.com/Ryan Hoppy. Speaking of corniness, no, not my radio career in this millennium. SNL and how it's corny, like I said a few minutes ago. Jimmy Fallon shares Thanksgiving thank you note. He's so funny.
And finally, The Tonight Show. Yesterday was the perfect occasion for Jimmy Fallon to break out the old stationery for a special Thanksgiving edition.
You know the ratings are bad when The Today Show, which also has bad ratings, are like, let's promote each other.
Of thank you notes. Take a look.
Thank you. Person who brings salad to Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
We aren't going to say anything to your face, but you best believe you're getting dragged in the group chat as we speak.
I need cocaine to laugh at this humor. Oh, do you think my fake Jimmy Kimmel laugh is irritating? Have you seen the show? Do you know much about the show? I don't think you do, because he has quite possibly the most annoying laugh of all time. The most disingenuous, the most smarmy, the most fake laugh.
Guys, am I...
Here is a compilation, because I don't want to play any more of the thank you card. It gets terrible. Here, let me play this. I'll finish out the thank you cards, and then we will play a compilation to show you how much of a hack he is.
Salad. Thank you. Adding a leaf to the dining table. Making sure I'm not the only thing getting wider on Thanksgiving. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Gravy boats.
Where's the cocaine?
Looking like I'm about to summon a genie with high cholesterol.
Can I bat the bar? I'm drunk.
Those are all great. Surprisingly, one thing.
They're all great. Not at all. All right. So you think this segment's a little irritating, a little loud, a little obnoxious? Oh, because Jimmy Fallon's never been fake on TV.
Guys in my comic book club are going to be so excited when I tell them.
That is fantastic.
I forgot I was in New York.
Yeah.
You can't. I have no social skills, so I don't know how to respond. So I just laugh because I'm basically just a skit actor from SNL doing a talk show. I just want to laugh so they like me. The annoying part is I'm not kidding. Oh, but when it's Jimmy Fallon doing it, it's so adorable. When it's me, it's psychotic.
Yeah.
Game, so naturally, I got into full hair and makeup.
Shut up, Kelly Ripa.
Do you know what my stylist said backstage?
Well, you're annoying.
She says, "Damn you! Can't you ever say no?"
It's almost sad. Like, how much cocaine did you need to fit in, bud?
Williams, just don't know how to thank you. It may take me a couple months.
Oh, shut up, Ryan Williams. I served in the Iraq War, whatever you said. What a hack that douchebag is.
We pay you for all you've done. You know, Jimmy.
I can't take it.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah, it's following segment was brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. Posters, yard signs, business cards, whatever the hell you need, go to WestchasePrinting.com, at WestchasePrinting, at DJ Tone Tampa on Instagram. And when you go there and you get the invoice, tell him I sent you and he'll hook you up.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Money. And like that, he's gone.
But I'm right here, and I just pressed the wrong button.
Doctors say the life expectancy of the average man is now 76.2 years.
76.2, but I'm already 38.1. I've wasted half my life.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Son, where'd you find this?
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your Car Jenna Roundup, and we're kicking this one off with a tender moment between Kanye West and his son, Saint. As the father-son duo were spotted enjoying time together at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, that was weird. He was just hanging out in Tampa. Where was my call, Kanye?
This is New York Giants game on Monday night. In a sweet moment, Saint was seen having a catch with none other than Tom Brady as Kanye looked on.
Kanye's like, oh my God, Tom Brady, what a good person. And Tom Brady's like, I need to win this game and I need to get my analytics up. He's probably not really caring that Kanye's there.
What a fun day for these two. Well, while Kanye was enjoying his time with his son, Machine Gun Kelly was reacting to his best friend Pete Davidson dating Kanye's ex.
They like overcompensate a little bit too much. They're like, yeah, we are best friends. And we got to let you know that we're best friends.
Shut up.
Just saying.
The singer dodged a question about Kim and Pete's new romance while attending the AMAs, but was still caught on camera by Entertainment Tonight.
Luckily, he didn't have to dodge a punch from Conor McGregor at this award show.
Giving a cheeky smile.
Yeah.
Despite his no comment, Hollywood Life did hear exclusively that MGK couldn't be happier for his friend.
What's he gonna say? Get away from her. You're gonna get HPV. What is he gonna say?
Now, we're curious if the Bloody Valentine.
We all have HPV. We all do. Somewhere deep down, sometimes inside of us.
Curious if the Bloody Valentine rocker has any thoughts on Pete's possible hickey, courtesy of Kim.
Yeah.
While the new couple were dining at a nice Italian restaurant.
Yeah, he got a hickey, we're aware. The problem with a lot of these celebrity news videos is they say the same thing over and over again. Oh, one person's going to report the news. Oh, another one is.
Hey, guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your Car Jenner Roundup, and we are kicking this one off today with some celebrations courtesy of Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker.
Yeah.
The newly engaged couple took their love to Cabo San Lucas, Mexico to celebrate the Blink-182 drummer's 46th birthday.
Happy birthday, buddy boy.
The Poosh founder took to Instagram to share a variety of pics from the sunny vacation, which included her string bikini, a celebratory...
Hell yeah! Who doesn't like a string bikini?
...firework display on the beach, and a private screening of Home Alone, which was the perfect choice as...
They're one of the We Live in the 90s people.
Courtney's kids were also in attendance. Mm-hmm. A source told Hollywood Life exclusively that Travis was completely blown away by...
Yeah, he was.
...by the trip, and he couldn't even begin to imagine a better birthday than he is having with Courtney and the kids.
Yeah, did you see who he was married to prior? Anything's better.
What a sweet family day.
Oh, yeah, she's frightening. Oh, I'm being mean. Oh, she's such a nice person. I want to hang out with her. I'll trust her with my deepest, darkest secrets. What is her name? Shayna Woodley?
He is having with Courtney and the kids. What a sweet family vacay. Moving on to someone who's not feeling so sweet.
Who?
Kanye West.
Why? What happened?
After news broke that Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson were officially official after a few weeks of romance speculation, we have Kanye's reaction, and he ain't happy. Recall Kim took Pete to her mom's Palm Springs home to celebrate his birthday, and...
And he's like, no, that was the house that she first gave me head at.
The pair were seen holding hands and posing in photos together during...
Good for Kanye. Sounds like he's... just really accepting everything. He's really going down the Scott Disick road of obsession.
...the getaway. Well, a source tells HL exclusively that Kanye is not at all happy with Kim and Pete.
Yeah, but I want you back, bitch! What a good person he is.
...taking things to the next level, and he was very upset that Pete was invited to Kris Jenner's house.
Why would you care? That's why she doesn't want to be with you. She even said on SNL, it's your awful personality. And this is an example of an awful personality.
The insider added that he thinks it isn't right because, quote, that is the grandmother to his children.
Oh, whatever. 856-49-HOPPY.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your pop star roundup. And today we are kicking things off with an update on the weekend's new era of music.
What, not copying Prince?
After rocking 2020 with his After Hours album, which included the history-making Blinding Lights, The Weeknd is ready to venture into a new dawn.
Oh, I'm going to make mumble rap. What is it?
While nothing has been confirmed, Abel revealed to The Hollywood Reporter at the end of August that he was finishing the new album right now. It should be done by the end of this month, August, and we're just kind of figuring it out and when to put it out. He also told GQ that the album is something I always wanted to make, and the writer, who received a preview of the new music, said that it became nearly impossible to find something else to listen to. Everything.
What is the writer going to say? It's just like Drake and Donda's new music. It's going to suck. Like, what is he going to say? It's not going to live up to the hype like Drake and Kanye's CD?
Anything else sounded soft or didn't groove enough or felt too happy or too sad. We will be anxiously awaiting this new music from The Weeknd.
Oh, really?
And moving on to Miley Cyrus, who was notably absent from this year's Grammy nominations. The singer, whose album class...
Can you imagine noticing? No, she's not here making it about her and her daddy issues.
The cards was up for consideration for the 2022 Grammy Awards, took the snub in stride by tweeting an article to 30 artists who haven't won Grammys.
Man, she really is seeking attention in this aspect. But then again, she's always seeking attention in every aspect.
The list included Queen, Patti Smith, The Ramones.
Oh, yeah, you're just as good as them, honey.
Jimi Hendrix, Katy Perry, Snoop Dogg, Bob Marley, Nicki Minaj, Bjork, Martina McBride.
I don't really know if Nicki Minaj deserves one.
Diana Ross, Busta Rhymes, The Notorious B.I.G., Iggy Pop, and...
Biggie didn't live long enough.
...and Journey. Miley simply wrote, in good company, and left it at that.
What a hack she is. No wonder they didn't want her at the party. She brings everything down.
And finally, we've got an exclusive update on Justin Timberlake's thoughts following the end of Britney Spears' conservatorship.
I want to have good PR.
Recall after the documentary, Framing Britney Spears, Justin apologized for his role in hurting Britney during her career. Notably, when he revealed that she wasn't a virgin after their messy 2002 breakup.
He was the hero at the moment when he did that. And 19 years later, not the hero.
In his social media apology in February 2021, Justin wrote, I've seen the messages, tags, and comments, and concerns.
And I want them to go away because I'm trying to work on new music, and this negative publicity is hurting the music release.
and I want to respond. I am deeply sorry for the times in my life where my actions contributed to the problem.
Oh, shut up. I'm the biggest Timberlake fan as the next person. But don't say, oh, I was trying to fix it because I had to wait till I got called out for it to be sorry. He literally had 19 years to literally say sorry to Britney, and not once did he. It was until the documentary came out that he got caught. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Shut up.
I spoke out of turn or did not speak up for what was right.
I don't think you knew how to speak up, man.
I specifically want to apologize to Britney Spears and Janet Jackson, both individually, because I care for and respect these women, and I know I failed.
Yeah, you totally respect them. Waiting until you get caught to say sorry. You had all this time, like I said.
In June 2021, after Britney's heartbreaking testimony to end her conservatorship, Justin took to social media once more to stand by his ex.
Yeah.
Writing, after what we saw today, we should all be supporting Britney at this time.
Oh, you're such a good guy.
Regardless of our past, good and bad, and no matter how long ago it was, what is happening to her is just not right.
And you're literally kind of making yourself look like an asshole that you waited this long.
No woman should ever be restricted from making decisions about her own body.
What? You literally did that to Janet, bro.
Now, a few weeks after Britney has...
I'm not saying Janet wasn't in on it. What girl has pasties on? But I'm just saying to you... I'm just saying... Oh, jeez. I'm just saying to you that Timberlake's a douche.
Happening to her is just not right.
Yeah.
No woman should ever be restricted from making decisions about her own body. Now, a few weeks after Britney has officially gotten out of her allegedly abusive conservatorship under her dad, Jamie...
Yeah, may he burn in hell or whatever.
Justin is reportedly wanting to have a private word with her.
I need no one to know about how good of a person I am talking to you privately, passive-aggressively going, are we good? Can you make a video saying we're good so I can make no music?
An insider told Hollywood Life that Justin loves to see that Britney is now living the life that she wanted for so long.
And he's one of the contributions to her life going down. Oh, I'm so sorry. It's like hearing from a bully 10 years later. Shut up and go away.
He loves seeing her embrace all the good that will come from her being...
Oh, shut up. I can't take it. I can't take it, man.
Britney Spears is Sam Asghari's number one fan. The 27-year-old personal trainer walked the Los Angeles red carpet for the film House of Gucci on Thursday.
I wonder what he's like as a physical trainer. Does he hook you up with great deals and really cares about seeing his clients get into shape? Or is he kind of a douche?
And his fiancée couldn't help but gush over his look at the premiere. On Friday, the 39-year-old pop star shared a shirtless photo of her love in a hot tub on Instagram, right?
I really hope he's good to her, man. I really hope he is.
Okay, so my baby stole the show at the premiere of House of Gucci. Sorry to the cast, but my baby is fire. I'm the photographer of this pic.
Yeah, Britney Spears is really trying to claim her, man, so he can't cheat.
The toxic singer also shared another...
I hate when they do that. You can literally take any song to say, oh, the toxic singer, oh, the oops, I did it again singer, but they always say the toxic singer as a play on words to imply she's toxic. And this is the same celebrities, news reporters, and same paparazzi that claim to care about Britney, but then they say the toxic singer. Shut up.
Another pic of Sam at the event on her Instagram story.
Yeah.
Sam attended the red carpet without Britney, but showed up in style, wearing a tight-fitted Versace suit and a colorful button-down shirt with its collar open to the premiere.
You know he probably felt a little self-conscious when he went to the premiere, because they probably were like, where's Britney? Where's Britney? Where's Britney? Where's Britney? And he's like, but I'm cool too.
He spoke to Access Hollywood Sibley Schools on the carpet and broke down his look, and also talked about the outpouring support Britney has received after a judge terminated her conservatorship last week.
Oh.
So how are you?
Hi, how you doing?
Okay, we're looking good. What are we wearing this evening?
I did a lot of cocaine. How you doing, honey? You want a bang?
Evening, how are we feeling being out on the carpet tonight?
Oh, I feel amazing. This is so comfortable. And to be honest with you, like I said, I'm not a glamorous guy. I don't wear a lot of glamorous stuff.
Yeah, we know it, bro.
But Donatella Versace styled me today, so I'm honored and am
name drop.
Proud to, to have such a kind person do this for me.
Yeah.
Have you seen the film already, or will this be your first time seeing it?
No, I have seen pieces of it.
Okay.
But you know what? Judging from the cast and, everyone that's involved, this is going to be a crazy one. So I'm honored.
He just doesn't seem genuine, man. There's something about him I don't really dig.
To be here and have the opportunity to view it.
I know.
He's like a car salesman.
Scott has followed you.
Workout trainers, car salesmen, they're all the same. Listen to his voice, man. There's something smarmy, something icky about him.
Proud to, you know, to have such a kind person do this for me.
Yeah.
Have you seen the film already, or will this be your first time seeing it?
No, I have seen pieces of it.
Okay.
But you know what? Judging from the cast and, you know, everyone that's involved, this is going to be a crazy one. So honored to be here and have the opportunity to view it.
I know Scott has followed you before. We've done some shoots with you over at Access. How does it feel being out here as far as your career and what you're doing with everything?
Oh, it's surreal. I'm just living my life and to be able to tell stories.
And I thought you were living Britney's life. Oh, wait, you're just off of her clout.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
I don't trust that guy. Something about him skeezes me out.
Happy hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com, 2700 22nd Street, and that's in St. Petersburg. Go there Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. and get into shape today.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Happy Hour.
Board, 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 board. Board.
Watch out. Happy is about to win.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
It is the end of an era. Kanye, Ye West, and Drake have both taken to social media to seemingly confirm that their years-long back-and-forth rap beef has officially come to an end. Let's get into it.
First, before we do, yeah, this is Drake trying to turn away everyone's attention from the lawsuit, and this is Kanye West going, I really want Kim back. I think she's Eskimo Brothers with me with a lot of people.
Has the apocalypse arrived? Because that's got to be the only explanation for Ye and Drake coming together to end their three-year-long feud, right? Actually,
yeah.
Wrong. They did it all on their own. If you'll remember, the rappers' beef started back in 2018 with the release of Pusha T's song Infrared.
I don't really remember because I don't really care.
Produced by Ye, which resulted in a
Yay!
Very long back and forth battle between Drake and Pusha. If you remember, at one point, Pusha even rapped about Drake having a secret child named Adonis.
And then he calls him and goes, come on, bro, that's secret info. Don't tell him about Millie Bobby Brown.
And had some not so nice things to say about that.
Mm.
And Drake suspected that Kanye was the one who tipped Pusha off about it. Basically, a whole lot more drama went down.
Got it.
Ye ended up apologizing to Drake the following September, but their social media feud continued over the years, with Drake eventually speaking out about the drama on the Rap Radar podcast.
Why don't you come on Happy Hour, bro? We could have hung on and I would ask you about Millie Bobby Brown.
He said at the time, there's something there that bothers him deeply, and yeah, I can't fix it for him. It just is what it is. While the pair continued to exchange barbed jabs about one another in their
I love a good barb jab
songs and on social media, it seems like the end of their feud has finally arrived.
All right, that's good. Yeah, this is just cover up. Publicity!
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Kourtney Kardashian just bought her fiancé, Travis Barker, his dream car for his 46th birthday.
I bet that's going to make him happy for 5 minutes.
And honestly, are we really surprised by this?
No.
So let's get into it. Believe it or not, it's already been a month since Travis Barker's super dreamy beachside proposal to Kourtney Kardashian, and it sure seems like the couple is still celebrating the happy news.
Yeah.
Look, Travis is known for being super over the top when it comes to showering each other with lavish vacations, clothes, and yes, even tattoos. But is this perhaps Kourt and Travis's biggest display of love yet? You see, Travis recently celebrated his 46th birthday alongside Kourt at the famous Beverly Hills Hotel, and let's just say Kourtney must have spent a pretty penny on his over-the-top gift.
Oh, she probably did. Because they have a lot of pretty panties.
Kendall and Kylie Jenner are facing some pretty intense criticism after their clothing brand took to Instagram to promote a store opening in Dubai following the events of the Astroworld tragedy. So let's get into it.
It's like they don't care about us. Whoa, what a concept.
After the tragic events that resulted in 10 people's deaths and left many, many others injured at Travis Scott's Astroworld Festival, Kylie and Kendall Jenner's respective Instagram pages have been pretty quiet. When Kendall posted a series of snaps from her Vogue Germany cover shoot less than a week after the tragedy occurred, she came under intense scrutiny from commenters who felt her posts were disrespectful to the victims of the Astroworld Festival.
They don't care!
One commenter simply left their sentiments to the victims, writing, R.I.P. for those people that lost their life in Astroworld Festival 2021.
Okay, listen. This is so annoying that it's giving me a hard time getting the words out. Hear me out. They don't care about you. They care about money, 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 and exploiting your wallets. They don't care about you. They don't care about us. So when they're out promoting their brand and it causes them to make $1 million from that post, they don't give a crap about Astroworld.
With another pointing out, not y'all acting like everything is fine.
Yeah, because everything's fine in their world. They don't care. They don't care. They don't care. They don't care.
While the sisters may have learned from Kendall's magazine misstep, it seems that their clothing brand, Kendall and Kylie, didn't quite get the same message.
They didn't get the message because they don't care.
On Wednesday, their official Instagram page posted a video of Kendall and Kylie decked out in their own pieces alongside photos from their newest store, which is now open in Dubai.
It must be really sexy let me reset that. It's almost kind of sexy how out of touch they are. Like, they're in such a fantasy world that they're very out of touch. It's kind of endearing.
It was quickly filled with comments criticizing the brand and sisters for what many thought was a disrespectful video post.
Oh, wow. If you're feeling disrespected by the Kardashians, then you got a lot of problems if you're expecting them to not disrespect you. They're the rich and elite vagina. They're the rich and elite. They're going to do whatever the hell they want.
One user wrote, anything for money to satisfy their selfish hearts. No respect at all. RIP to all the Astroworld victims.
Yeah.
Another pointed out that they should follow in the footsteps of others.
But they're not going to because they're doing their own thing. Oh, why don't the Kardashians care about us? Because they're rich and elite.
Britney Spears isn't holding back. The pop superstar weighed in on a recent Christina Aguilera interview at the 2021 Latin Grammys, in which the singer was asked if she's been in touch with Britney.
She's like, oh my God, I'm sick of talking about her. Don't care.
In the clip, Christina's team quickly shut the question down before Christina replied that she's happy for her fellow icon.
Good, good.
Britney, have you had any communication? Have you guys had any communication?
No, we're not doing
Nah, I hate her. And then her PR. Yeah, we're not doing anything.
Had any communication? Have you guys had any communication?
No, we're not doing that tonight. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
But I'm happy for her.
Yeah,
thank you. Oh, that's good. Sounds so good again.
Britney took issue with the situation and shared her thoughts about it in an Instagram story on...
Oh, my God. Work on yourself. Who cares what other rival singer thinks about you? Worry about yourself. Oh, I thought she was doing so well.
Friday, writing, quote, I love and adore everyone who supported me, but refusing to speak when you know the truth is equivalent to a lie.
What is she supposed to say?
13 years being in a corrupt, abusive system, yet why is it such a hard topic for people to talk about?
Because they're not your friend, Brittany. You've been exploited. Move on and make new friends.
I'm the one who went through it. All the supporters who spoke up and supported me, thank you. Yes, I do matter.
Good.
Brittany's post comes just 1 week after a judge ruled to terminate her 13-year conservatorship.
Yeah.
Though Christina had yet to respond to Brittany's latest message as of Saturday, the powerhouse vocalist has publicly shared support for her former Mickey Mouse Club co-star before. Back in June, Christina posted a throwback photo of her and Britney in their child stardom days and let the mom of two know that she's there for her, right?
Oh, thank God. Yeah, it's easier to write something out because they're about to say what she wrote in the post. It's so awkward when you're out and about hanging out with the paparazzi and they're like, what do you think of Britney? That's a pretty... That's a pretty outrageous thing to ask somebody on the spot.
Fighting. These past few days, I've been thinking about Britney and everything she is going through.
Yeah.
It is unacceptable that any woman or human wanting to be in control of their own destiny might not be allowed to live life as they wish. To be silenced, ignored, bullied, or denied support by those close to you is the most depleting, devastating, and demeaning thing imaginable.
Mm-hmm.
The harmful mental and emotional damage this can take on a human spirit is nothing to be taken lightly. Every woman must have the right to her own body, her own reproductive system, her own privacy, her own space, her own healing, and her own happiness.
Yeah, where was that when the paparazzi were right in front of you? Yeah, I can kind of see Britney's point, but Britney shouldn't care. Ah, whatever. I'm glad I'm not Aguilera. She seems like a real prize. Like, she'd be so much fun to hang out with.
Shut up!
Priyanka Chopra just subtly shut down rumors of a split from her husband, Nick Jonas, after rumors of divorce surfaced last week.
Which means things aren't doing good.
So let's get into it.
Since they tied the knot back in 2018, fans have been obsessed with Priyanka Chopra Jonas's super sweet relationship. If you may remember, the couple had some seriously dreamy wedding receptions.
Yeah.
Yes, receptions. And yeah, we'll never be over Priyanka's drop-dead gorgeous gowns.
I'm over it now.
But shockingly, some recent rumors might have just signaled some trouble in paradise.
Yeah, she's 10 years older than him. You hang out with an older woman when you're single. You don't marry her.
You see, the actress sparked speculation of a divorce after she removed Chopra and Jonas from her name on Twitter and Instagram. So she's now listed as the mononym Priyanka.
But she didn't change her username, dummies. She changed her display name, but not her username, dummies.
Seems a little suspicious. Or maybe she's just trying to pull a Madonna, Cher, and RuPaul and use one name only. To add fuel to the fire, an anonymous tip sent to Dumois on Instagram revealed that there's allegedly been a strain on Nick and Priyanka's marriage,
yeah,
and that Priyanka removing Nick's last name from her social media accounts is not a good sign of things to come.
Oh, true.
Obviously, fans lost all chill, with many assuming that Priyanka ditching Nick's last name was a telltale sign of a breakup.
I don't know, man. Who cares?
But thankfully, Priyanka seems to have made it clear that she's not planning on parting ways with Nick anytime soon.
Attention, attention, attention! On both sides.
Priyanka quietly shut down any rumors of a split by leaving a comment underneath footage of Nick lifting weights in the gym.
Oh yeah, marking your territory. That doesn't come off desperate at all.
On Nick's Insta post, Priyanka gushed over her husband, writing, "Damn, I just died in your arms."
Oh, gross.
Followed by a heart eyes emoji, as well as a hot and bothered emoji.
I just died in your arms, and you better not be banging that side chick.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by Rich Kaylee, Master Barbershop at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard, right next door to McDonald's. You can sign up for an appointment at richkbarber.com, but you got to sign up ahead of time. You can't just go there and expect a haircut. He is a very busy guy. So go to richkbarber.com, sign up for an appointment, and when you go there, tell them I sent you.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Whoa, hey. Hey. It's like a koala bear crapped a rainbow in my brain.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Happy Hour. Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY.
Here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Kim Kardashian's long-awaited Paris robbery case has since made progress after 12 people have been convicted in connection with the 2016 crime and are officially headed to trial. Let's get into it.
Ah, man. I forgot that happened.
Kim Kardashian may finally start receiving the justice she deserves following her 2016 Paris robbery during Fashion Week, when a group of armed thieves broke into her hotel room and tied her up at gunpoint before locking her in the bathroom and stealing over $10 million worth of luxury goods and jewelry. The terrifying incident broke headlines for months, as Kim has detailed the tragedy on multiple occasions, including during a 2017 episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, when she told her sisters, quote, "They asked for money. I said, I don't have any money. They dragged me out onto the hallway on top of the stairs. That's when I saw the gun clear, like clear as day."
True.
It was then that Kim recalled thinking to herself, "I have a split second in my mind to make this quick decision. Am I going to run down the stairs and either be shot in the back? Either they're going to shoot me in the back, or if I make it and they don't, if the elevator does not open in time or the stairs are locked, then I'm f***ed. There's no way out." Although Kim was able to free herself from the plastic ties around her wrists, the emotional trauma she still faces to this day will never escape her, and has since changed the way she presents herself in the public eye.
Yeah, I've kind of noticed that.
French police initially arrested 17 suspects in connection with the robbery back in January that was allegedly being plotted for 2 years leading up to the heist, but in a new update, 12 people are now facing trial. After 5 years of investigation, French authorities revealed to the Associated Press that two judges in Paris have ordered the case to head to trial, with a date still to be determined.
Yeah, I mean, there was no doubt in my mind that this was going to go to trial. I couldn't believe this was 5 years ago. But what I'm saying to you is, when you mess with the Kardashians, yeah, you got to keep up.
Good morning.
I don't even know what that means. But yeah, they, You know what I'm saying. You're not really going to go into a legal battle with the Kardashians and win.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Good morning, Kevin.
What up, Sam?
Kevin Hart is in New York City.
Hey, you cheat on your wife again?
He asked him about Dave Chappelle.
Mm-hmm. In light of what happened with Dave Chappelle and all the backlash, have you changed the way you're going to do comedy?
Yeah, I'm going to be even less funny.
Look, I think that we all have to adjust. We all got to, you know, make sure that we're operating and managing in a respectful manner. And, you know, Dave, at the end of the day, is Dave, and I love him because he's him.
All right, man. He just kind of threw him under the bus and said, "I don't do the things he does. Give me his gigs."
Little inconsistent.
He wants to have it both ways.
He always plays both sides. He never.
I don't need to hear these people talking. 856-49-HOPPY. But then I go back to TMZ.
Hey, Camila, how are you?
That's Camila Cabello out in L.A. just hours before announcing that she and Shawn Mendes are donezo.
Man, Shawn Mendes, he just looks like such a tool. I don't know what it is about him. He just doesn't seem like someone that'd be fun to hang out with. There's nothing holding me back.
Oh,
including Camila, who dumped my ass.
Yeah, but don't worry, because
she has literally jumped back on the horse. She was out at L.A.
Yeehaw!
A horse rentals, trotting around.
Yes, because everyone knows the best way to get over a guy is to get on a horse.
Alrighty. 856-49-HOPPY.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Blake Shelton has taken a walk down memory lane looking back at Gwen Stefani's wedding vows.
I don't know why he has such a punchable, hateable face and why I dislike him so much, but God, he seems so pretentious. Maybe when you make a song called Minimum Wage Love, it's like, yeah, shut the hell up.
The pair tied the knot over the 4th of July weekend in a chapel on their property in Oklahoma.
No, that's good. I don't care anymore. 856-49-HOPPY. It's going to be 3.5 minutes about how wonderful the marriage is and how great the wedding was.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
I think just the hardest part of this entire thing was watching how horrible, or reading and seeing how horrible the media was to both you and Mom.
Mm-hmm.
And actually knowing you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing Mom has the biggest heart.
Olivia Jade and Bella Gianulli are speaking out.
I get it. They were mean to their mom, but your mom cheated, honey. If anybody else did it, they would have got more time in jail. But, oh, your mom was Aunt Betty? Oh, the privilege.
The sisters opened up for the first time together about the fallout of the college admissions scandal. sharing on Olivia's Conversations with Olivia Jade podcast this week
that
they believe their mom, Lori Loughlin, became the face of the controversy despite dozens of other parents being involved.
Yeah, she's the famous one.
Olivia and Bella both defend.
I mean, that's the most, like, dumb thing ever. Oh, don't talk about my famous mom. Talk about the random family from Pasadena, Florida. Get the hell out of here with your privileged ass.
Olivia and Bella both defended Lori as a loving and dedicated parent and recalled how difficult it was to see what felt like constant negative attention being directed her way.
Yeah, she cheated.
She really took this whole thing in, on her back. And
oh, she's such a warrior in the way she almost cheated to get you guys into college. She's such an inspiration.
You know, like there are a lot of people that were in this case and a lot of other parents. And I do not know one other person's name. And I think that for being her kid and, you know, I'll drag myself and I'll roast myself and I won't
forget. Yeah, you will. Cross the ground.
Myself for ever, probably. And I will always, you know, have that as my defense mechanism. And
oh man, it sounds like a healthy relationship. Your mom tries to get you into college, but I'm sorry.
Piers Morgan is once again putting Meghan Markle on blast.
Oh man, he's got no life at all. Loser.
The British media personality wasn't a fan of the Duchess's surprise appearance on Ellen this week, in which she shared an update on her and Prince Harry's life in California with their two kids, and recalled her pre-fame life as an aspiring actress going to auditions in a broken-down car.
Yeah.
So I had this very, very old Ford Explorer Sport.
And you're so cool, Megan.
And at a certain point, the key stopped working on the driver's side, so you couldn't get yourself in through the door. So I would park at the back of the parking lot, and I would open the trunk and climb in and pull it shut behind me and crawl over all my...
Oh, you were just such a... You were just... You're just grinding in life and then married royalty to be famous.
I seats to get out. That's how I would come to and fro.
Woo! What does that mean? Woo! Why are we clapping?
But it was a silly and lighthearted prank segment that left Piers with an especially bad taste in his mouth.
He's always got a bad taste in his mouth.
In a
I'm convinced.
...ring column for the Daily Mail published on Friday, the 56-year-old called Meghan and Ellen's collaboration a, quote, vomit-making, quote, cheese fest that he believes presented Meghan as a, quote, desperate reality TV starlet rather than a member of the royal family.
Let me go back here real quick. Because Piers Morgan is projecting. I can't just go on through life. We got to hit the rewind button and hear this out again. What did Piers say about Meghan?
Starlet, rather than a member of the royal family. Adding that he found the spectacle, quote, incredibly, soul-suckingly excruciating and ultimately damaging to the monarchy.
You're just talking about yourself. Oh, I'm so soul-sucking. Oh, shut up. This is getting weird. But once again, Piers is just talking about himself.
On Friday, the 56-year-old called Meghan and Ellen's collaboration a, quote, vomit-making, quote, cheese fest that he believes presented Meghan as a, quote, desperate reality TV starlet.
And you know what, Piers Morgan? Every time you open up your mouth, you appear the same.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This is brought to you by ZRadioLive.com. ZRadio Live, the best music on the internet. And home to Happy Hour every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time. ZRadio Live on Odyssey.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Well, it was good while it lasted, I guess.
But, Sheriff, the glory hole is the pride and joy of Dougal County.
Fella found an even older glory hole two towns over. Lord knows I ain't looking forward to telling the tourism board about this.
Such an elegant concept. A simple, lowly hole to commemorate his glory.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour. Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
now, let's finish up this show.
An insider just revealed how Jake Gyllenhaal is feeling after Taylor's version of All Too Well and its accompanying music video spilled some major tea about their past relationship.
Let me guess, he's very grateful he's not with that sociopath anymore, where it's never her fault.
Let's get into it.
Why?
It's been pretty much radio silence from Jake since Red Taylor's version, and the extended All Too Well short film broke the internet and our hearts last weekend. That seems to be...
Can you imagine if your heart was really broken from a Taylor Swift moment? Like, that really broke your heart. You need to get a life.
Extended All Too Well short film broke the internet and our hearts last weekend.
Got it.
Not only is Jake notoriously private about his personal life.
Good. He's not a douche like Taylor.
But he's also been at the forefront of lots of criticism from fans who may have a sour taste in their mouths.
Because they went to Ybor City last night.
After watching all of the drama that went down in the All Too Well music video, it's definitely no secret that Jake is the widely speculated subject of much of Taylor's original Red album after their explosive split in 2010 left Tay shattered.
Oh, I bet. He felt none of it, right? It's all Taylor that was shattered from a breakup.
And now,
over... It's never her making anybody feel bad.
10 years later, Taylor is certainly coming back swinging in the re-released version of her album, and especially in her bombshell All Too Well music video, which, TBH, was very emotional for us all.
Oh, enough. Stop kissing her ass.
It's parents' night out. Scarlett Johansson and Colin Jost made their first red carpet appearance since tying the knot in 2020.
Oh, that's so cool. I don't care. Ah, this following segment. And I guess in this clip, she goes on to call him a beautiful husband. Whatever. This has been brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com, 2700 22nd Street, and that's in St. Petersburg. This is brought to you by FitsAgeFitness.com, Fit_Sage_Fitness on Instagram. And when I tell you that he is the best trainer in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words, and you can do virtual workouts. All the info is at FitsAgeFitness.com. This is also brought to you by WestChaseprinting.com. Posters, yard signs, business cards, whatever the hell you need. When you get that invoice from West Chase Printing and DJ Tone Tampa on Instagram, tell them I sent you. This is also brought to you by the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company at TampaBayHotSauce.com. There has all the locations of where you can purchase their product in Florida, and you can order online, Tampa Bay Hot Sauce on Instagram. And finally, Rich Kaley Master Barbershop at RichKBarber.com. You can sign up for an appointment and tell them I sent you. Instagram, Ryan Hoppy Radio, Hoppy in the Morning, Hoppy Hour Radio. My Snapchat is Hoppy Radio because they won't let me change my name. My Twitter is Ryan Hoppy Radio. We are on the following podcasting platforms: Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Amazon Music. Search up Hoppy Radio, H-O-P-P-E Radio. This is for the hardworking average Joe and Jane that grind in life. I don't care if you live in the Midwest or you live in Florida. I want to have this show make time go by and manifest into a major market morning show. RyanHoppyRadio.com. Leave me a voicemail or text me. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. We are on every Thursday at 5 p.m. We are on every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central at ZRadioLive.com. Search up Z Radio Live on the Odyssey app and tune in radio and quadpod.com/RyanHoppyRadio. This has been Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy, signing off. Bye.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour is now over. Hoppy Hour is now over. Hoppy Hour is now...
And like that...